This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, September 24, 2009. Planning the future with God. The scripture is James 4, verse 15. You ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. It happened without warning. 10 minutes before the start of a Thanksgiving Day service in our church, a 53-year-old member leaned toward his wife and put his head on her shoulder. He died shortly afterward. This startling event was a stark reminder of what James talks about when he says, "Our life is like a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." When James wrote these words, he did not intend to frighten us or keep us from planning for tomorrow. He simply wanted to remind us of the uncertainty of life as we make our plans. Instead of saying, "I'm going to do this or that," says James, we ought to say, "If it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that." We have to make our plans with God's will in mind because we don't know how much time is left for us. The person in our church who died so unexpectedly had lived his life with God. When we live our lives with God and chart our lives in the assurance that only God can fulfill our plans, we can live each day in eager anticipation. James calls us to make our plans with God, always realizing that even though we may plan our course, it's the Lord who establishes our steps. Then we will live life to the fullest.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.